Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London on a beautiful Saturday night and online at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly time capsule into days of futures past, featuring folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres from the early 1900s through music being released next week. It's never the same program once or twice. I've got a new release we're going to play a couple of tracks from by a band called A House Safe for Tigers. Great, great Lee Hazelwood reference there. We're going to start off with a track called Searchlights.
Whisper, then they come. Searchlights rise, then they fall. Flawless through existence, get even with the distance. Faces may surround you, everyone's been found except for us. When I take the west to see you, simple fading shoreline. Where the ocean holds you hostage, watch us crash against the rocks. When I take the west to see you, will you wear that quiet dress? Flowers hang outside its pockets, sleeveless summers fit you best. Found you through persistence, in circles sprung around. Postcards and forgotten words fill all the empty sound. Ring inside my ear, sparks come to life again. I hear the runway scraping, I'm finally close again. Whistles ring inside my ear, I'm almost alive again. I hear the runway scraping, I'm finally close again. I'll take the west to see you. Take the west to see you.
Let the slow.
listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, as groovy as shortwave on a Saturday night.
Projects to begin, but I need help with them, and the rednecks here still won't leave me alone.
So I'll get a job as a British spy,
and I could join the FBI. Those criminals won't get the best of us. We'll go abroad and roam the seas on freighter ships and submarines,
invade the beaches of
always wanted to see Rome, Vatican, Papal Home.
There are plenty of things we could protect.
We wouldn't be doing anything that somebody else doesn't do. I'd do about anything just to spend another year with you. We could get a shack that has a view.
Bread for breakfast, fruit for lunch, cabbage soup for dinner.
It wouldn't kill me to lose a pound or two.
We could both move to Japan, teaching English to businessmen.
I hear that it pays well and the food is great.
I like to sing.
I like feeling tall.
Karaoke in the mall.
And everybody there is 5'3". We wouldn't be doing anything that somebody else doesn't do. And I'd do about anything just to spend another year with you. It's real cold, there's history where the ice never melts.
Oil atolls in the Pacific Ocean.
Selling used Levi's to the Russians. It really doesn't matter what we do. We wouldn't be doing anything that somebody else doesn't do. I'd do about anything just to spend another year with you.
Set of some indie music. We started off with brand new release by House Safe for Tigers. We heard Searchlights and I'll Take the West to See You. Then going back, about 10 years, we heard a band called Cessna and a double 3-inch CD release that was released by Radio Khartoum Records. We heard Birds and Nicosa. And then finally, Mike Dixon, who records as miniature and presidential, and is also involved with People in a Position to Know Records and Joyful Noise Records. Homemade release, we heard Leonard Cohen cassettes, and you better believe we love Leonard Cohen cassettes here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We also love public access radio and public access television, and right now we're going to hear a report about a very well-known public access TV show from the 1980s that fits right in with our thrift shop motif. The show is called The Stairway to Stardom.
Hello. Hope you're enjoying the show. How would you like to appear on Stairway to Stardom?
There's a long way to go on the stairway to stardom.
Back in the 1980s, New York's Manhattan Public Access Television aired a do-it-yourself talent show called Stairway to Stardom.
This no-budget precursor to Star Search and American Idol might have gone the way of most public access TV shows, that is, quickly forgotten. But a few devoted fans kept the show alive, trading tapes and eventually posting clips on the web.
Producer Jennifer Sharp visited one of the show's biggest fans. His name is Mitch Friedman, and he told her the story of how Stairway to Stardom became a cult hit in the internet age.
There was this strange voice that had a kind of an unidentifiable accent.
I come in contact with so many talented young people whose main ambition is to get into show business.
And she was talking about how you can audition for this show, this Stairway to Stardom.
If you can sing, dance, do comedy, magic, anything at all, you can appear on Stairway to Stardom.
Evie Day was a former vocalist for a big band.
And now introducing our favorite nostalgia man with songs to remember, here's Frank Massey.
And she's the one who told him you can do a show on public access. It was called the Frank Massey Nostalgia Hour when it first started.
There are songs to remember as years go passing by.
They started the show together. She was the talent coordinator, or the musical director.
I feel a song coming on.
Oh, thanks, Amy. That was nice.
Doug Miller, my friend and roommate at the time, put on public access. Some show just came on.
On the stairway to stardom, you see tomorrow starts today.
On that first half an hour were Don Costello doing the swivel hip dance to the Sesame Street song Mana Mana.
Mana Mana. Mana Mana.
There was this stand-up comedian named Al Villa.
I could be a hero myself, but I don't look too good between two pieces of bread.
Lucille Cataldo doing Hairdresser.
Hairdresser! Hairdresser!
I was in shock. And luckily enough, they kept rerunning that same episode for about the next 3 weeks.
Cut my hair, it won't be hay. Set it up with gel and a wave. One or two ringlets.
There were more episodes, but not too many more new ones. And then they kind of went off the air briefly. So we were getting a little desperate. Like, well, how? There's more of this. There's got to be more of this stuff. But luckily, the host of the show would put his phone number at the end in the credits. So we called that number and spoke to him. And we came up with this scheme that we were making a documentary about public access TV shows. Not true at all. We just wanted to see more of these shows.
Information. Give me long distance.
He lived on the first floor. It was down this long, kind of dark hall, tiny little apartment, somewhere in Brooklyn that wasn't very fancy and nice. And when we met him, he told us, you know, I'm just getting over a little cold, so I'm not really in voice today. So anytime he tried to sing little bits for us, he apologized for not sounding so good.
Gone, love is never gone.
He'd always wanted to be a singer, and he thought he was going to be the next Bing Crosby, and then he became famous. He thought he became famous in his own way.
Cuckoo.
We talked him into the fact that we needed, at the very least, to borrow all the tapes that he had and maybe make copies of the parts that we wanted to use. He had about 40 three-quarter inch tapes. And, you know, we knew what we were going to do with them right away. We were going to copy every one of them.
Do.
When he first started doing the show, he was contacted by somebody from Metro Media who had seen the Stairway to Stardom show and he was interested, you know, maybe have an idea to do something with it, you know, the big time. So Frank sent this guy tapes and never heard from him again. And then 2 years later, Star Search was on the air and it was on Metro Media.
You're going to go places, honey. You are. And I'm going to keep my eye on you, too.
He says that he was very particular. He would hold auditions. So everybody that was on the show passed his litmus test of being talented.
Are you a little nervous?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit. Okay.
Little.
Okay. Lucille Cataldo, everybody.
The last time I saw him was 91 or 92. He was probably in his early 60s. We brought him $100 and a dozen cannolis. And as he told us, you got to excuse me, I'm in convalescence. I just had the balloons done, meaning he had bypass surgery where they insert little balloons in to try to clear the passageways. I hope he's still around, but I don't know.
I guess that's about it for this time. So until next time, God bless you.
He liked the cannolis.
And don't forget, say a little prayer for somebody.
Right.
They need it.
There's a long way to go on the stairway to stardom.
Our story was told by Mitch Friedman and produced by Jennifer Sharp.
Of the cause, never think what you've lost along the way on the stairway to stardom. Maybe today's your big day.
For a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio, this is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Luis Callaghan in Europe Newsweek reports about the state of pirate radio in Britain. He claims there are about 100 stations in the UK right now, with declining numbers across Europe, except in the eastern Netherlands. He also writes that internet radio and other digital avenues have distracted would-be pirates from the airwaves, causing decline in numbers. Now England is on the verge of abandoning the current FM frequencies in a digital transition that would likely kill off most pirate radio. Ofcom, the UK's version of the US Federal Communications Commission, reported in 2014 that 48% of radio listeners had a digital radio in their household, so that change will come soon. Ministers earlier have said the tipping point of at least 50% digital radio penetration in England was necessary before converting to all digital broadcasting. In 2014, Ofcom, quote, conducted 154 operations against 69 pirate radio stations. It also responded to 318 complaints about pirate radio, of which 100 were from licensed stakeholders such as legal stations in London. In 48 cases, they claimed the signal from pirate stations interfered with critical services such as ambulances and fire engines. The fervent illegal radio activity around the council estates of East London, Ofcom says, came close to shutting down City Airport last year, unquote, according to the story. Ah, just like with the FCC in the U.S., the hue and cry about pirate radio is that using FM frequencies, the same ones used by legal stations, would bring down airplanes. Quote, Alfie, an unemployed pirate running Rage FM, says his station does not affect emergency services. Quote, it's just not true. I can confidently say we've never interfered with anyone. Our rig has been tested by a qualified BBC engineer. Emergency services are on a digital frequency. Ofcom just say that we interfere because they don't want anyone on the airwaves unless they've approved them and can make money off them. Read the full story in Europe Newsweek. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC and Wave Farm Radio.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is program number 290, and we're working toward 300 episodes of the Radio Thrift Shop, at which time I'm going to take a little bit of a hiatus and bring you a few more editions of Radio Lava Lamp. And exactly what is Radio Lava Lamp? Well, please stay tuned. There are four kind of demo shows on Radio for All, but they're bare bones and just kind of the inklings and the beginnings of my new program, Radio Lava Lamp. So Stay tuned for that. That will be coming up within the next couple of months. Right now, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from a very underrated musician named Steve Tibbetts, who's been recording since 1977. This is a privately released LP before he became well known. It's simply titled Steve Tibbetts. We're going to hear Sunrise and The Secret.
Thank you.
All right, from the 2009 album Book of Hours by Willow Glass, we heard The Labyrinth. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, a cruise through the dusty side of music from the past century of recorded sound. It's analog culture for a digital world. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your soul free. Exit the Matrix. Thanks for listening.